I think children in care, the most important thing is to be listened to, because, like, you can't get the support you need and can't feel settled and comfortable unless they listen to you and discuss with you about it. But most of the time, you feel really blanked, you know, not part of the family.
Since being put into care last October, this 14-year-old's been a frequent runaway. Speaking anonymously, she says she had no alternative.
I ran at the beginning. I think after I got moved the second time, because you don't feel comfortable where you are, especially when you're being moved around all the time. So you just want to run away from it all, really, and go home to be with someone you actually know.
With the release of a parliamentary report on the country's care system, it seems others share a similar story, with claims runaways and missing children are systematically failed. There are more than 65,000 children in local authority care in England, and an estimated 100,000 children who run away either from care or their own homes each year, and a quarter of those runaway children are at serious risk of harm.
When children are moved away from familiar settings, they often feel they've been dumped in places they don't want to be, and that increases the likelihood of them running away.
The inquiry comes after the jailing of men in Rochdale convicted of sexually abusing children. This teenager says she had a similar experience.
I'd come home with, like, bruises and marks on my face and that, and one of my carers didn't notice until 2 days after.
The issue of children going missing from care has been described as a scandal. It comes with calls for a fresh approach when dealing with the vulnerable. Gamal Van Belair, Sky News.